Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back. It's Friday, and just the other day, I decided to do Feel Good Fridays. It's going to be a podcast every Friday, not only to make you feel good, but to keep the energy high and things going. Anyways, so Feel Good Fridays, for me, what does that mean? What does that mean for you? So Feel Good Fridays is just pretty much all things health. It's still Health is Success podcast, because without good health, you can't be successful in life. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're not healthy, you're not happy. And happiness is really what success is all about. Yeah, I mean, success can mean many things to a lot of people, but just happiness is something that's looked after in life. Anyways, let's talk about Feel Good Friday. So every Friday, I decided to start being a little more active. Today, I played tennis with my buddy, and just right now, I just finished skateboarding. I grew up skateboarding. It's kind of always been a thing that I liked to do. I started at 11 years old. It's like over 20-something years ago. And I just felt like skateboarding was a way for me to forget about everything. And I mean, you kind of have to, because if you hit a rock, you're going to fall. If you miss a trick, you're going to fall. If you're going down a big hill, you better watch where you're going or you might fall. So it really puts you in the moment, and you tend to forget about a lot of things around you. And at the time I started skateboarding is when my mom passed away, and I just fell in love with it. It was just, for me, just not a way to like escape what was going on, but it really did bring a lot of joy into my life. And you just feel accomplished after landing a trick, pushing yourself. Say something scares you, like jumping off a set of stairs, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. So it's just awesome. And it also comes with the culture. Usually you find your group of friends that you skateboard with. There's a lot of negativity when it comes to skateboarding. Everyone thinks, oh, skateboarders are bad, or they get into drugs and things like that. And yeah, it does happen. But they serve beer. People are smoking weed on the golf course. So anyways, yeah, so Feel Good Fridays, it's pretty much just hopefully you go out every Friday and do something and be active. And I just kind of talk about the topics that I've hit this week, and just kind of recap on the week. Every day I'm always looking around and watching people, interacting with people, talking with people on the phone. And usually, you know, the filter I see a lot of things in life, as much as I try not to have a filter on life, is the filter of health and well-being, and how can you make whatever you do better. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive in. I really didn't know what I was going to be talking about today, other than the fact that we're going to start doing the Feel Good Fridays and just starting the podcast Feel Good Fridays. If you haven't already, go on YouTube and find me. You can find me Justin Bowers, Free Easy Wanderer. Just tap one of my videos and subscribe, like, comment. If you have a video or a topic that you want to hear about, you want me to talk about, please comment below. You know, it's called social media for a reason. I want to interact with the people who follow me or who listen to me. And yeah, I'd like to hear from you. I reached out on Instagram, if you're not following me on there, same thing, Free Easy Wander. And yeah, DM me if you'd like. I have all my links up on the page, so I have my website if you want to book an intro call. That's a 30 minutes one-on-one with me going over what herbalism is, what vitamins are, supplements, the whole idea I have on adapting and elevating your craft and whatever you do. And I also have my Amazon link on there. It's pretty awesome. It's like, my first job was at a mom and pop health food store. I was 16. And I ran that store for maybe over 10 years, or I was there for 10 years, kind of on and off. Some years only worked one day a week, but I was always in there. And Amazon, they have an influencer program where you can kind of set up your own store, so to speak. So this is kind of like my virtual store through Amazon. And I just made it really easy and simple. Whether you want something for your joints, it's on there. Or if you need some more energy, you need some, put some passion back in the bedroom. There's categories, made it super simple. There's not a lot of products in each category. I'm very picky. You know, over the years, I've been able to kind of, narrow down the winners of products. And there might not be everything on there because Amazon doesn't have it, or it's not on Prime, or people are charging an arm and a leg when it really shouldn't be that price. But there's options on there, and I think I get a few pennies from each sale, and I'm not really looking at the sales, so to speak, but I'm just really trying to put out the information and put it out there, not only for the people who listen to me, but my friends, my sister, she's always purchasing things from the list, just because those are the things that I like, and she trusts me. So if you don't have the money, or you can't afford to book a call, the list is great on Amazon. You can search through products there. And also, if you scroll to the bottom of my website, if you just fill out some basic information, I'll send you I call it the 5 hacks to jumpstart your health. Super simple, easy things, you know. One of the things on there, I'll just say it, even though you're supposed to subscribe and throw in your email and stuff like that, is just water and the importance of high quality water. And we are made of water, right? Everything needs water for the most part, and without it, we really can't be alive. So I dive into that, and yeah, 4 other things that are on the list. I think it's pretty much just all the years I've been in this industry and into health and wellness, and just kind of narrowed it down to literally a handful of things to jumpstart your health without even having to talk to me or book a call or get on one of my programs. Yeah, a lot of free information is coming. And yeah, thanks for listening to this podcast. Really appreciate all my subscribers on YouTube, and also the subscribers on here. And yeah, please comment, please reach out and let me hear what you want to hear about, and I'd love to talk about it. I can talk about health all day long, and this is the avenue, because I think my friends and family don't want to hear me talk about health anymore. I remember back when I first kind of got into this whole thing, and I probably wasn't the most pleasant person to be around, because I'd always talk about health, everything, this, like, why are you eating that? Rah, rah, rah. It's not organic. Rah, rah, rah. that's genetically modified, blah, 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 you know, like all the time. And, you know, I learned over the years that you just have to show your friends and family, and whether they're going to hop on board or not, they know who to turn to. And really, like, I think the Gandhi quote is like, if you want to change the world, you kind of got to change yourself. That's not the exact quote, but something along the lines. You know, it really starts with you, and then people will follow. I think I was listening to another podcast, and one of the guys called it, it's about success and wealth and investments and things like that. And he's like, my wife's, I think his wife's parents or his girlfriend's parents, they don't believe in him, that becoming an entrepreneur is going to be the best route for him, and what should he do? And the guy on the podcast is like, dude, just get him out of your life for a while, you know, like, they gave up on their dreams, that's why they're telling you not to do it, not to follow through, and in a few years or in 20 years, they're going to be coming back around, and when you have money, and when everything's fine, and you're taking care of their daughter, and things like that, then they're going to want to really be your friends, you know. So, yeah, you just have to show what you do, and if people want to be a part of it, they can be a part of it. If they don't, they just don't. And yeah. So today was super hot. I'm looking down right now at one of these drinks I picked up. I picked up, it's called Chrysanthemum Tea Drink, and it's pretty much like a water, chrysanthemum, and sugar. And they come in these little pouches. Kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, the little juice boxes. And you take the straw off the back, and then you stick the straw in, and then you drink it. But it's really hot here in Southern California. And it's not as hot as, say, Palm Springs. I was just out there last week, and that was hot. It was like 108 degrees. I think the high was 111. I mean, they say raw foods shouldn't be cooked above 118, and it's pretty getting pretty hot out there. But over here, it's pretty hot. So I love chrysanthemum, and chrysanthemum is a flower, and when you brew it as a tea or you make an extract out of it in alcohol, and you consume it, it really cools down the body. And right now, when it's summertime, I feel like the plants, they kind of mimic, or they come out during the seasons in which they should be consumed. Like if you think about watermelon and cucumber and just melons in general, they tend to grow and flourish in the summertime, and they're just loaded with electrolytes and vitamins and micronutrients, and they're also loaded with water. I mean, we need water in the summer. Our bodies are hot, you know, that old saying, as cool as a cucumber. And chrysanthemum is this bright yellow flower, and I just feel like it represents the sun and the beaming sun of the summertime. And so I grabbed a six pack from this herbal store. They sell herbs. There's Chinese medicine doctors there. They also sell like pots and pans and rice cookers and slippers. I was thinking about getting myself some Bruce Lee style black slippers. I think I might go back and get some soon. I'm wearing a Van slip-on, so it's kind of the equivalent, but black Van slip-ons. But yeah, so staying hydrated is important, especially during the summertime. And if you can get some chrysanthemum, it's spelled chrysanthemum, you can get the loose leaf tea. You can also get them pre-made in these little boxes. They're kind of loaded with sugar, you know, which I don't really like. So this one's 17 grams. There was another container that had like 22 grams, and that was a smaller size. This is an 8.5 ounce, so it's quite a bit of sugar. If you can brew your own tea and add some honey or some maple syrup, go ahead and do it. I kind of just grabbed it because I was there, I was feeling hot, I was thinking about playing golf or going to the driving range, I was thinking about skateboarding, so, and this was just a few hours after I played tennis this morning, so I just wanted something to hydrate, and my options were a little limited in the area that I was, so I just grabbed a little six pack and guzzled two before I went skateboarding, and feel good. So, Feel Good Fridays. Yeah, I mean, why not feel good? Most people feel good on Friday just because it's the weekend. We should be feeling good every day of the week. That's how we should be feeling. But just like with everything, and people tend to look at successful people and say, "Oh, well, you know, how do you feel good all the time?" Or how do you always stay positive or have a high energy?" And it's, you know, we don't, you can't, I mean, yeah, you probably can feel good all the time, but like the whole yin and yang of life, right? Yeah, you can't feel good unless you felt bad. There's like this, there are times in the day where you just feel melancholy, you just feel down. Those are normal modes of life. Yeah, you don't want to stay in those modes for too long. Definitely want to lift yourself up. And I think just getting out and being active is probably one of the best things to do. So, it'd be good every day if you can just be a little active, whether it's in the morning, before you shower, or in the afternoon, or even at night. Fit it in your day-to-day lifestyle, whatever that may be. The other day, I was like, you know what? I haven't been to the gym in a while. I need to start working out. It's kind of getting, you know, it's been a few months now with this whole quarantine, COVID, stay at home. The gyms did open, but I just didn't feel comfortable going. And the times that they were open were sort of limited to my schedule that I had. So I just decided, you know what? I'm going to start doing push-ups again. Did 75 push-ups the first day, 75 the second day, third day I did 100, fourth day I did 100, today's the fifth day, and I haven't done any push-ups yet. I just played tennis, went skateboarding. I think I might go do some pull-ups in a little bit before I shower and have dinner tonight. But just being active is so important. We have so much energy within us that we don't know we have. We might bottle it up. We might not think we have this energy within us, but we all do. We were made to move. We were made to walk. You know, if we were not made to be active and move and roam, we would be like a tree or like a plant. Or it just stays in one place. But we have the ability to move. And yeah, if you can't move, if you're bedridden or something like that, then there's other things you can do. You can maybe use like the stretch, those bands. You know, there's always something that we can be doing to just move and get the blood circulating and get those endorphins going and the serotonin moving. And up and up and up, and you just feel great, and you just stand taller, you breathe better, just everything, circulation improves. Like, this is so important to our health. You know, as modern, as we become more and more modern, and we order things online, and we deliver this and deliver that, if we become stagnant and we just sit, then life is never gonna flow. So I'm just gonna leave on that note. go out, be active, or stay in and be active. Get creative. You don't have to go online and look for a workout and follow the exact thing. If you feel like moving like this, move like this. Maybe it's dancing. Whatever it is. Anyways, thanks for listening. I gotta get going. I know it's been a little time here on the podcast, about 20 minutes. I think I'm gonna start going a little bit longer on my podcast and start introducing some of my friends who are in the health food industry and get them on board and get some other people on here as well to make it a little more exciting and kind of hear other points of view and keep it a little more interesting. Like I said earlier, if you haven't already, reach out to me on Instagram. Please like, follow, all that stuff if you want to. Anyways, until next time, thanks for listening. This is Justin Bowers, Free Easy Wanderer, and you just listened to the Health is Success podcast. Take care and have a good weekend.